You're listening to Xi Jinping, The Governance of China, an audiobook produced by CGTN.
What are the strengths of China's CPPCC system? Socialism with Chinese characteristics has now entered a new era, and the CPC Central Committee has made a series of major plans for the CPPCC. The CPPCC implements the thought on socialism with Chinese characteristics for a new era, remains true to its nature and role, focuses on advancing the five-sphere integrated plan, which is China's overall plan for building socialism with Chinese characteristics, that is, to promote coordinated progress in the economic, political, cultural, social, and eco-environmental fields, and the four-pronged comprehensive strategy, which is China's strategic plan for building socialism with Chinese characteristics. That is, to make comprehensive moves to complete a moderately prosperous society in all aspects, to further reform, to advance the rule of law, and to strengthen party self-governance, and works wholeheartedly to achieve our two centenary goals and realize the Chinese dream of national rejuvenation. It has rallied strength for the development of the party and the country, and broken new ground for its own undertakings. Practice of the past 70 years has proved that the CPPCC system has many unique strengths. Marx and Engels said, "What is democracy? It must have a meaning, or it would not exist. It is all a matter, then, of finding the true meaning of democracy. There are diverse ways to realize democracy, so we must not be confined to just one particular rigid model. Experience has shown that China's model of democracy is workable and effective in the country. In this new era, we must adhere to the CPPCC system, champion the cause of the CPPCC, carry out the work related to the United Front with a strong sense of responsibility, and unite more people around the party. Today's world is undergoing a scale of change unseen in a century, and we are now in a critical phase of realizing the rejuvenation of the Chinese nation. The closer we get to the goal, the more complex the situation becomes, the more arduous the task is, and the more we should give play to the political strengths of the leadership of the CPC and the institutional strengths of socialism with Chinese characteristics. We must pour wisdom and strength to forge a strong synergy with which the Chinese people at home and abroad focus their thoughts and efforts towards the same goal."
You've been listening to Xi Jinping, The Governance of China, brought to you by CGTN. For more episodes, you can download the CGTN app or log onto our website at cgtn.com.